Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi there. Well, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and my wonderful co-host Michelle King Robeson's got laryngitis today, so I'm going solo, and I'm going solo about your beautiful beauty routine and whether or not you're going the opposite direction. It's aging you. Tim Quinn is our expert for this segment, and Tim is a repeat offender here on Her Radio. After training in Milan alongside the world-renowned makeup artist Pat McGrath, Tim Quinn joined the Giorgio Armani beauty team with the launch of the brand in August of 2001, and now he is the head of Giorgio Armani Beauty, and a dear, dear friend who has worked with me on so many wonderful campaigns. And boy, is he well known among celebrities like Glenn Close, Deborah Messing, Kim Cattrall. Oh, I could go on. And all I can say is all our wonderful listeners at Her Radio are so grateful, Tim, for you to be here to help us with that question. Why is our beauty routine actually aging us, for crying out loud? What's going on? So I'm going to start right on in and say, what is with the sweeping your blush on your face too low? What's that about?
Well, you know, I find that people do this. And, you know, as we age, unfortunately, gravity takes its toll. And the higher you put your blush, it's going to actually, you know, lift your face and give you a mini facelift without the cosmetic surgeon intervention.
So there's none of that, you know, sticking a bunch of blush underneath your cheekbone thing?
No, I see this all the time. When I see young makeup artists working with, you know, women who are, you know, a little more mature, like, I have to do intervention and step in and sweep it back up.
It's like, would you please put that brush down now before I hurt you with it? And let's just, you know,
tool, you know?
Yeah, do something. Grow up. I mean, you know, gain height or something.
Yeah, we all know you need a little color. Just put it a little higher.
Okay, so here's another faux pas. You leave your brows bare.
This is a big, you know, and this is all over the, you know, brows are everywhere this season because of, you know, Cara Delevingne and the return to brows. But, you know, it's another, you know, sad situation. We start to lose our brows, you know, the little hair. So, you know, filling them in, and there's all these marvelous products on the market now, so you don't have to be afraid of, you know, looking like Joan Crawford with just that pencil line, you know. Take 2 minutes and
subtly
shape them.
Yeah. I mean, I do it all the time. Of course, I've learned everything from you. So, I mean, you're just singing
to the choir.
Of course,
you don't need me anymore. Yeah.
Oh, geez. Here I go. Bye. You know.
Right.
All right. So here's another one. Oh, my God. I've heard this. You apply mascara to your lower lashes. It's what I call the Tammy Faye problem.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's go to that place. So what should people be doing instead?
You know, sweep the color mainly on your upper lashes and coat the top and bottom of the upper lash, because, you know, I find that we forget to do that. And it'll add more curl, it'll give more definition. And you can add extra on the outer edges, which will, you know, give that little bit of a cat eye swept look. And leave the lower lashes alone. You know, you can put a little, you know, dust a little shadow there or something. But so the mascara on the lower lashes, you know, tends to, you know, create shadowing, and it creates a little bit of smudging, which can make you look tired, which, you know, translates to, you know, you look old.
Well, either tired or abused.
Or that. That's a whole other topic.
Someone got angry with you and just gave you a smack in the head. Okay. You use matte lip color. Matte lip color. Okay. What should they be doing?
So, you know, it's great to use, you know, those really, I know people like those long wear mattes because they feel like they can put it on once and never think about it, but it tends to dry and look really flat. If you switch to more of a satin finish, and, you know, again, technology's changed. You can get these, you know, matte lipsticks that are more translucent, and it won't cling to the, you know, little flaky spots. You know, I know you like the matte because it won't bleed, but you want something that has a little more dimension because, you know, again, our lips lose volume. So you need that little bit of light to make the lips look fuller.
Yeah, I don't like matte. It's too dry on me. I much prefer, you know, something with a little more moisture to it. So
well, there we go. You know, coming into wintertime, you know, your lips are already dry.
I know. It's like, I don't need any more help here.
Even if you're afraid of lips, you can just do those, you know, lip tints that are like a treatment as well. Those are great.
Oh, yeah. It's sort of a twofer on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's another little, you know, faux pas. You don't touch up your under eye concealer.
This is definitely, these are like points that happen. I see it all the time. You know, the under eye concealer, as we, you know, mature or something, we tend to use a heavier concealer, which as the day goes on, it starts to dry because our eye pulls the moisture. So, you know, rather than layering more on, I tell women to keep their eye cream with them. You treat that as part of your beauty routine and just tap a little on throughout the day, and it kind of instantly, you know, rehydrates, brightens, and it doesn't add more texture because people are afraid of having too much concealer. It's going to, you know, settle in their fine lines.
Yeah, you know, I've actually done this. You told me to do that eons ago. I can't thank you enough. It was the best idea ever. Okay, now here's
perfect.
Another...
I mean, I take it on the plane and, you know, tap it on my seatmate sometimes to, you know, turn back time.
Okay, that's scary. Okay, now here's another faux pas. You apply foundation from the hairline to the jawline.
And this is something that we, you know, I think women learn and they just feel like they need to mask their face. But, you know, if you use a foundation brush, you're going to get a lot more use out of very little, you know, very little foundation. You know, use a pump or two on your hand. Use a brush to kind of sweep it across your complexion. You're not looking to, you know, put a mask on and hide, or whatever you are, but, you know, to have that younger-looking, dewy skin, you want to see some of your natural skin shining through.
Okay, now I'm going to make a major plug here for one of the best products on the planet, and it's from Armani. And I can't begin to thank you enough for this. This is the Maestro Fusion Makeup Compact. You heard it
right.
Isn't that amazing? It's a compact.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Normally, I'm stuck with these bottles, right? And the bottles are fine, whatever. But the compact, I've used my fingers. I use the brush, the foundation brush. It's the easiest thing because I travel, but also if I'm doing, you know, an event or, you know, television or something where, you know, I have to have that excellent, wonderful moisturizing foundation. It also has SPF in it. All I have to do is whip it out of my purse. I don't have to be looking for bottles and, you know, dropping things and clogging things up and looking for, you know, a makeup sponge. It's right there. It is absolutely the best. And by the way, Tim,
yeah, that compact's genius because you have your mirror right there, too. So you can kind of, you know, see what you need quickly. Goodness.
Okay, now you didn't hear that, did you? I said I'm almost out of mine. Okay, so
I'm taking notes.
Okay, so here's another faux pas, a folks paw. Okay, you skip skip the eyeshadow primer. Uh-oh.
Right. You know, and this is one thing that's really great because if you just use your concealer, you know, if you don't have a primer, use a little on your eyelid. It's going to instantly cancel out the redness, and redness sometimes tends to make you look tired or older. And you're also, your shadow's going to last longer. You won't have that fallout during the day where it gets creasy and falls below the lid. It's like the easiest, you know, use your ring finger, tap it on your lid, and go.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And here's a final one. You OD on dry shampoo. You look scary. Okay, so... Oh, my God. So instead of opting for this, you know, for an airy, non-mattifying, you know, spray, you want to opt for this airy, non-mattifying spray. Give me an example of one.
Kérastase makes an excellent one. And you basically just spray it in your hair. It's going to absorb the oil, which is what tends to make your hair look dirty and stringy. And
oh,
it's
fantastic.
A quick on-the-go.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And then the final one is you still wear chalky nail colors. Oh, come on. Give them up, girlfriends, for the bold color creams, shimmers, and even glitters. We are so happy to have Tim Quinn back on, the head of beauty for Giorgio Armani, answering the question, well, is your beauty routine aging you? Get your hands off that mascara and leave your lower lashes alone, for crying out loud. I am Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Listen to her radio and all of the great shows on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Stay well.